This is the 5-Minute Focus for August 11, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is a look over the horizon of the programming next couple of hours. Also, it's an opportunity for you to find and use the share button on your podcast app and share the program with people. About 7 years ago, I started to say, welcome to the Cold Civil War. Now, Mark Hemingway has caught up, or probably Mark Halperin has caught up with that. He says, we're in a war. Why? Because he says, Trump broke DC. I'll tell you how I learned about that, because I got an email from a friend, a guy who's incredibly wealthy and got there by doing politics. He also happens to be a gentleman and a nice man, and I couldn't disagree more with his assessment of how this all began, or where it's at now, for that matter. Chuckie Schumer has thoughts on the FBI raid of President Trump.
I think they're going to pay a price for this in the election. And I think Democrats should use it as an issue that the rule of law, the protection of democracy is a key issue here.
Well, they have to use it as an issue.
Do you think Joe Biden should be running for re-election in 2024? Will you support him when he does, if he does?
I think Joe Biden should do whatever he wants to do.
And there's a whole bunch of them who will refuse to answer the question. So they have to use it as an issue. They have to use it as an issue. There's nothing else they can do. There are no successes. The American people, even the people who think that the senile career grifter in chief, the figurehead, that he's trying to do a good job, they see the collapse around them. Thank goodness, though. We've got Mitch McConnell. McConnell was asked about this, and guys, he's on fire.
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
That's his full statement. That's his full statement about what has gone on. We watched the cities burn. We watched drone support for Antifa. We watched medical supply lines. We watched trucks deliver bricks. We watched lawyers, 1,500 of them, bailing out rioters. We watched the woman who's vice president, because long ago she decided to sexually service a man twice her age. He was married, by the way. She decided to raise money to bail people out. We've watched Fauci poison our kids and shut down our schools, and we'll retire with a $400,000 salary. But it's Trump is the problem, and that's McConnell's statement. I was drawn back to think about Jimmy Comey and a person who committed 1,500 or so national security felonies.
From the group of 30,000 emails returned to the State Department in 2014, 110 emails in 52 email chains have been determined by the owning agency to contain classified information.
We watched that too. We watched her get away with that. We watched the FBI get away with lying to the FISA court twice. FBI agents who were sanctioned at all had the sanctions undone, and now they hang out with Lois Lerner and Nancy Pelosi trading insider stock tips. But yes, 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 Trump's the one who broke DC. That's the contention from the Beltway. Trump broke DC. President Trump did have a statement. It's a long one. We'll play it in hour one as we talk about this whole affair. In an episode titled FBI versus Who? A Threat to Demo What? The Meaning of the Party's Latest Abuse. I'll give you a clip of what President Trump said, but first we need some deep thoughts from Speaker Pelosi.
China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
That drunk said those words, but it's Trump that broke DC. That woman engaged in insider trading that week with her husband, but it's Trump that broke DC. President Trump had a statement.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history.
And it's not a happy statement to hear, but it's a campaign ad. I mean, it doesn't say campaign ad, but it's a campaign ad. And it gets happier, or at least more optimistic. So hour one, the meaning of this FBI raid, and more on this note from DC, because it's their contention that Trump just broke things. Hour two, it's a happier one with a sad title. How to break a generation of people and how to avoid being broken. My dear brother, former producer Alex, and I got to hang out this weekend for a little bit and have lunch. And we got to talking about one of the favorite episodes we did on the radio, and it is ever more relevant today. It's a lesson from teen and family and adolescent therapy. It's something called parts therapy. And the party is doing this in reverse to everybody. Everybody they can. And believe it or not, it's happened to Republicans and adults, and they don't even know it. Conservatives and adults, and they don't even know it. It's all part of identity. And speaking of part of that, you'll hear the full statement from an 80-year-old woman in the Peninsula area of Washington State, the former state of Washington, the separate country.
My experience while showering after my swim was hearing a man's voice in the women's dressing area and seeing a man in a women's swimsuit watching little girls pull down their bathing suits in order to use the toilets in the dressing room. I reacted by telling him to leave. And the consequence is that I have been banned from the pool.
And the YMCA is doing exactly what they were told to do. In fact, they're the ones who, working with three cowardly Republicans, installed that insanity in the country. No, it's not an episode on the transgender lie. It's an episode about how to ruin a generation and how to avoid being ruined. That's a 5-minute focus. Please do share it with friends, and please do pray. Please do pray that people do not give in to the provocation of the FBI, who desperately seeks violence. Let us pray to God, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, that that does not happen.